save the earth.
The Green Divas.
With style and mirth.
The Green Divas.
Got your every need.
The Green Divas.
To keep you healthy and green.
The Green Divas.
They got green dudes too.
The Green Divas.
With more green news. You got to believe us. Listen to the Green Divas. Green Divas Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. This is Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lynn.
And we're not coming to you from Chicago, but this show is dedicated to our trip, my recent trip and Earth Day celebration out in Chicago to talk about all the cool things and just everything is focused on people in Chicago and Chicago.
And it's my part of the world.
My town, Chicago. Whatever. I know. I shouldn't sing. I should never sing on the mic, right?
Oh, you have a good voice.
Mm. I just don't know the song well enough to do anything proper. So, sorry, guys. I've mea culpa for singing.
We'll let it go.
So, we had, you know, if you listen, we do a really nice traveling segment where we talk about some of the specific things that we did, places to go, people to see. But one of the things that you lined up for us in your area was I just have to say it right out front because they were so generous and phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
The spa experience we had, the organic spa experience.
Yes, at Mariola's in Long Grove.
Yeah, if you go anywhere near Chicago, I'm telling you, you got to look. And I think she does have a couple of different spas, right?
Maybe that was a conversation that we had when I was too zoned out to recall, because I left there. I was a vegetable the rest of that day. I could not even function.
Yeah, you
I was
actually
so
were.
Relaxed.
You actually were. I remember you were like spazzed out, like space, just, you know.
Yeah.
But we needed it. It was after all of our Earth Day activities and whirlwind tour of all these cool things in Chicago City. We came back and we're like, blah.
And they use all organic products, and I don't know, was it just me, or did you feel like you could eat all the stuff that they were putting on your face?
Yeah.
For the
yeah.
facial. We had a facial, we each had a facial and a massage, and each one was an hour long.
Yeah.
And I just want to relive that whole experience.
Yeah, so big shout out. They were so kind and generous to us. And
they were.
You know, beyond that, it really was just a great experience. They were very professional. The place was very nice. The products, I'm kind of fussy about that kind of stuff because I have sensitive skin. So it's all good.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of benefits to getting a massage.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then, you know, of course, meeting Bill Curtis and John St. Augustine and a lot of different folks.
And you met Green Devo Mike for the first time.
Oh, my God. Mike
Spent
Novak.
Some time with him.
What a hoot that guy is.
He is hilarious.
Well, what I didn't realize is that he was like 7 feet tall. And, you know, I just.
I don't know if he's 7 feet tall. Did he say he's 7 feet tall?
He's towering. He just towers, okay? I didn't realize he was, you know, a man of, you know, long heights.
Such height.
Yeah, because I'm tiny.
Green
so.
Diva Alley.
And I met Green Diva Alley, stayed at Green Diva Alley's house, really, which, like you said, could be a bed and breakfast.
And you brought her key all the way back to New Jersey by accident.
Yeah, I just loved it so much. I'm like, no, I have to come back and bring you your key. You know? Oh, man, that key was like crazy.
I lost it when I was dog sitting, so.
And I almost lost it and then took it to New Jersey, so. She was a sport. Her and her husband, Tom, are sweet.
Fair.
So, then let's see.
So, in the show, you also talked to Karen Calabrese?
Yes. Yeah, we got to eat in a couple of her restaurants, but the Karen's Raw, which has, as she says, is the longest running raw food restaurant in Chicago for sure, possibly anywhere. I'm not sure what she said, but it's a really nice discussion in the health and beauty segment today about how she's like amazing. She's 68 years old. She took a picture of herself in a bikini for her 68th birthday, not to show off. But to show how, you know, she's not doing anything artificial. This is all her. And
yeah, it's amazing.
Really, it is amazing. And then our feature today is with John St. Augustine, who is the mind behind Earth Matters with Bill Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Bill are long-term friends, and we got to sit down with them. We did a video interview, which you'll also see when you go to our blog, when you go to the site. But they have, like, you know, a long-standing friendship and working relationship, and they're quite a team, those two.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's a lot of stuff. What else do we talk about in this show? What else is there in this show?
I mean, we just talked about where we stayed.
Oh, that's right. Do we have the travel segment? Yeah. All right, then. Well, listen, without any further ado, I suggest that you sit down and listen to the rest of this awesome show. And
or if you're running, you can run.
Run with it.
If you're listening on the app.
Run with it. Run with it. That's true. If you're not listening with the app, go get the app, all right? Because it's on every mobile platform there is.
The GDGD radio app.
Do it now. We'll wait.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, kids. Have fun. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Bye-bye.
Vibrant health and beauty radiates from the inside out. Get your glow on with Green Diva's health and beauty tips, from natural skincare to creating healthier habits that make us sparkle. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to this beautiful woman who is so inspirational, Karen Calabresi, who we had the opportunity to finally meet her. I think Lynn had met her in Chicago recently, and so that's why she's featured in our Chicago show. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. And just to give a little bit more, Karen is she's the owner of a couple of restaurants, Karen's Raw, which we had the opportunity to eat, and Karen's Cooked.
The longest standing raw food restaurant in the country in the Windy City in Chicago.
Well, and it's for good reason. What we didn't know until we got there was that there's a beautiful wellness center in the back. And it was like, wow, and you gave us the full tour, and I am so coming back there soon.
Oh, and it's so worth it, I'm telling you. I always joke, but it's not a joke. I've created all of this for myself. I just share it with everybody else.
Well, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, frankly. I think, you know, it does come from, I believe, everything ripples out from the inside out. So in that kind of thinking, I know you and I have talked before a little bit about how beauty really does come from the inside and radiate out. And so I thought in this health and beauty segment today, you could just sort of talk about your top tips for how, you know, what you found, because, gosh, we'd all love to be as beautiful and vibrant as you are. But
oh, you're so sweet. You know what I did this year? I put out, for my 68th birthday, I put out a picture of myself in a bikini.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, oh my God, it looks like, you know, a 25-year-old body.
Do you know, to date, we've had over 1,300,000 views on that?
Well, that's not a surprise.
And the whole point of why I did it wasn't to show off, so to speak. It was to show young women and people in general today, excuse me, that we don't have to age at the rate that most of us are accepting that we do. It was to show people that we can do it without modern science in God's pharmacy. And that was the whole point of the bathing suit shop.
Right.
To show people that, you know, I'm not going to make any judgment on anyone choosing to do the, you know, implants or the stuff in the face or the surgery or whatever, because that's what being human being is about, is trying to make ourselves feel good. And if this is all you know, God bless you.
Yep.
But you're the guinea pigs. You know, it's like you're an experiment. You don't know what's going to happen with these things. And so if you have the presence of mind to do something different, that's what I'm all about. I have spent my life, because all the women in my family died overweight and very young, mm-hmm. I have spent my life on how to save my life.
Yeah.
And what I've done within that is I've just created businesses to help draw other people to it. So what would be my top 10 things, or top few things that I would say that could really make a difference? Of course, you know, I'm all about being on a plant-based diet,
yes.
Vegan, no meat, fish, chicken, or dairy. And I think within that, the cow secretions, the dairy, is the single worst thing that human beings do on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
I think the chemicalization of our world and our bodies, all these chemicals that we're taking in on a consistent basis in everything. And ladies, it's from your creams and things that you're putting on your skin, which is the largest organ on your body, so you're absorbing it just like you're eating it.
Yep.
It's from everything. We are literally being chemicalized to death. So even if you're on a good diet, even if you're using, you know, products as well as you can, you're still getting it in the air. You're still getting it all around you. So for me, the top thing that I do out of everything is I detox my body minimum 4 times a year. So that would be my biggest of all, would be taking the time to clean out all the garbage that we're taking in advertently and inadvertently.
Mm-hmm. And when you say detox, do you literally fast and then do some juice kind of thing? Or?
Well, I have a specific program that I've been teaching for over 35 years.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that, because I'm not saying mine is the only road to the top of the mountain. There are many, but there are also a lot of roads out there that lead nowhere and that I feel are dangerous.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. And, you know, I'm not a big believer in these 3-5-day juice fasts where you're eating steak one day and you drink juices for the next three.
Right.
I'm not a big believer in the lemonade or the maple syrup or any of these. You know, I think they're dangerous personally. I think any type of sugar when you're not eating goes... It's even if you're calling it natural sugar. So I think that it's important for people to educate themselves as much as they can. And, you know, I'm a big believer in my program specifically, but like I'm saying, there are others out there. But I have had 5 doctors give me testimonials for my program that send their patients to my program. Every class that I teach, the last one I had 3 doctors in it. I just had a new one just signed up. So I believe, to me, the most important thing is finding a very good, comprehensive detoxification program that doesn't just tear down, it's building up at the same time.
Right.
I believe that if you do decide to take some steps before you detox, giving up certain foods, because people so often feel like, well, what do I take for this? What do I take for that? Can I do this with that? It's not so much what you take, it's what you don't take.
Yeah.
It's what
you
stop doing what you're doing, because what you've been doing is what's creating the problems that you have.
I will say that after meeting you, and we had such a fun conversation, but one of the things that I heard, and I know, so sometimes self-knowledge is like great, but like we still need that nudge.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been getting hints that my 1 cup of coffee per day, which was low acid, organic, fair trade, and I was using, you know, coconut oil and all kinds of groovy things in there, I knew it wasn't really a great idea, but you said I swear to God, you gave me a side eye. You looked at me, you were talking to Lynn, and I got a side eye from you. And you were like, if you do one thing, give up coffee. And I was like, oh my God, she's talking to me. She's looking at Lynn, she's talking to me.
Well, that's the way you heard it, but here's the deal. We hear what we need to hear. We need to hear. But I will also say, because I don't want your listeners to freak out, you made a good choice before you got to the point to be ready to give it up. So you weren't going to, I won't mention the place that has 40,000 stores all over the country. You were doing free trade or get, so you made a bridge for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's more important
when
you're looking for change than just stopping. So you had made a bridge for yourself. You've been on that bridge, I don't know how long, so you were ready to take the next step.
Well, honestly, I go in and out of the no caffeine, you know, no coffee thing. And it was like I knew you were really just sort of a catalyst. But I wanted to thank you because I came home from Chicago and I haven't had a cup of coffee since.
God bless you. Well, here's the deal. We all intuitively know what's right. And that's why the world is round, so we keep running into each other to remind each other, to help each other. And we need, even though, like you said, you knew, we need to hear it over and over and over again. They don't put 1 commercial on TV and expect you to get it, right?
Yeah, right. So
you have to hear it over and over and over again. And you may have a little backslide again. Who knows? You know, you may not.
Yeah.
But that's part of the process. The awareness is building. And that's what detoxification does. It builds the awareness internally so that you're able to take the steps you're ready to take. So it's a joyful journey, not, oh, my God, I'm giving this up.
Yeah.
What am I going to do in my life?
Yeah. And by the way, I feel great. And I do a lot of the kinds of things that you do, not as much, but I'm I'm inspired. And I really hope that everybody will visit Karen's Raw, and that's Karen, K-A-R-Y-N, raw.com, right?
Am I? Yes.
Okay.
And I really hope you do. You know, we're starting our online classes. They should be starting in July, I think. We're going to have it all set by June, so we're going to have our online detox classes going where you'll get a box with everything you need to take, all your food for 21 days. All you have to do is stick it in the refrigerator, sit back, and show up.
Oh, that's enticing,
and
people.
I'm going to make guarantees of new bodies, new thinking, new air, and it's a guarantee.
All right. Well, Karen, as always, it's wonderful to speak to you. I hate to hang up the phone, but I know you're a busy gal, and we're going to go on to some more of our favorite Chicago people.
Thank you so much for inviting me on today.
Thanks, Karen.
Please, listeners, if you don't take care of your body, where will you live? Thanks so much.
Are you sparkling yet? Well, you will be. For information on this segment and lots of other healthy, green living information, visit thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com. Where are you headed on your next trip? Have you considered the environmental impact of your adventure? Listen to the Travelin' Green Divas to get tips for healthy, safe, and eco-friendly travels. Chicago, Chicago. Hey, chicken in the car and the car won't go. That spells Chicago.
Okay.
I know. It's freaky. I can't, you know, and my dad used to say that every time the name Chicago came up, and we were all like, where did that come from? And I never got a straight answer.
We'll have to look that up. Google it.
Google it, people. Anyway,
we were in Chicago for Earth Week.
Well, who knew Chicago?
It was great having you here.
It was a blast. Like I said, I've been there for business, but I'd never really hung out in Chicago, and I really got quite a Chicago experience because we were out in northern area by you, in Barrington and North Barrington. And what a beautiful area. And by the way, because I recently sent something, I sent that key back to Allie, and I'll mention Allie again in a minute. But, you know, according to UPS, that is like rural.
I don't know what your UPS people are talking about.
I mean,
look, less than a mile away, we have strip mall heaven, depending on
you look at your perspective. But I just want to mention Allie Hoffman, our wonderful green diva, green thumb, you know, gardener, who not only is her garden beautiful, now I can visualize it, but the house was so, so beautiful. And she and Tom, her husband, were really gracious hosts for me. So
thank you. They should run a bed and breakfast there.
They really could, because it was like professional. There's like a note. There was some little mints. And then, of course, there were towels with pretty, pretty soap, all brand new, wrapped up. And it was.
And, yeah, the setting is so beautiful there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She's right across the street, but when I just house sat for them, Ethan and I house sat.
Yeah, you feel like you're somewhere special.
Like having a mini vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
Even though we had to take care of three dogs, but they're fun dogs.
I love her dogs.
Yeah.
They're all crazy like mine, but beautiful and smart and fun.
Yeah.
So then, you know, we spent some time in Chicago, and I also got to spend some time down in Naperville visiting my nephew, who has Tama Lacrosse headquarters there. They've got stores around the country, and just so much fun. Anyway, so let's see. Let's go. Let's like talk about all the fun stuff we did.
Well, we got to meet Bill Curtis.
Bill Curtis.
Who does the Earth Matter show on the GDGD radio network.
Yeah, he and John St. Augustine, who are both radio personalities.
Right, and John's the one that created the show, right?
Yeah, and they were so much fun. Like, who knew? I was totally unprepared to have as much fun with those two.
No idea that Bill Curtis was such a funny guy.
He's a goofball.
Yeah.
But I will also say that he has the most amazing office I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
With artifacts. And it's not like they're, you know, behind glass artifacts in a museum. It's like he encouraged you to grab stuff. Take a look
at
it.
Right.
And in fact, you know, he had me handling the walrus penis thing, which is a long story. And there's a photograph to go with it. it was a giant bone. He said, do you know what that is? I said, no. He's like, oh, I'll tell you after the picture.
It was practically the size of a baseball bat. Looked like a weapon.
Yeah, and I'm like, really? That would just hurt. So anyway, fascinating stuff. And so we met some interesting people at the event that they held, and it was just fun to finally meet them in person and goof around. We got some video that people will see.
Right. Stay tuned for that. We stayed overnight at the Hotel Felix, which is, they call themselves the first eco-friendly LEED certified hotel in Chicago.
All right. Well, they definitely had some cool artwork out front. These sculptures that were all from reclaimed metal things. And there was a guy with a sort of crown that was, you know, generating wind and moving. And then there was a little dog. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and they have their carpeting apparently is made of recycled material.
Well, that's cool.
They have an organic spa in the facility.
Yeah, we didn't get to check that out, but we did have one bone to pick with them.
Yes, we do.
Got to be honest, people, and hopefully they'll pay attention. But you know, we recycle everywhere we go.
Right.
And there we were with these water bottles going, huh.
We were looking like under the mattress. Where's that recycle bin? There's got to be one in here. It's a green hotel.
We went out in the hall. There wasn't one. We went downstairs. They were like, they were a little flustered about where do they recycle. So
yeah, they said they had it behind the desk.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the one thing that, you know, that's a pretty basic thing that even the non-green hotels, you'd hope everybody should have recycle bins.
So, yeah.
That was a nice hotel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the people there were lovely. So, you know, we thank them for the opportunity to check out the Hotel Felix. And it is in downtown Chicago, right?
Yeah, it is.
So then
in
we
the
also,
River North area.
We also got to go to the Shedd Aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
Where we.
Yeah, and most people don't really think about, well, what are. Who does the gardens there? What are the gardens all about? I mean, they're going there for sea creatures.
Right. Exactly. You're going to go check out the sharks or whatever. But Christine Nye.
Mm-hmm.
Christine Nye, and she is such a hoot. This woman had the funniest sense of humor. Very dry.
The spunky little horticulturist.
The spunky little horticulturist who's creating these amazing, amazing gardens all around the outside of the Shedd. And by the way, the Shedd is right on the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. Beautiful.
Wow.
Scene.
Like, wow. Really just the setting. So, you know, after you're done playing with the manta rays or whatever, you can wander around and you can see these different pockets of sort of native plants. They have butterfly garden, I think, and birds. And then they also
have a migratory bird garden.
Yeah. And then they have an organic vegetable gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go figure.
And the pawpaw tree,
which
I had never heard of.
The pawpaw tree. Yeah. Actually, it was – she's
a
busy –
It's a fruit-bearing tree. You can eat the fruit.
And we did – We did get to go into the Shedd Aquarium and walk through
behind the scenes.
And Mike got to interview that turtle that was back there.
Green Devo Mike.
Because we did this whole thing tour with him. It was it was really fun, actually. Because he's a hoot, and we just, the whole thing was really fascinating and fun.
Speaking of hoots, we even saw an owl.
We did. They, that's right. And we were like, all really wanted to go check out the owl, but they're like, no. So then we also, speaking of nature, we got to also go to the Nature Museum.
The Peggy Notbart Nature Museum.
Thank you. And the amazing butterfly.
I felt like it was so magical to walk in and these butterflies are flying all around.
Yeah, it's if you've never been to anything like that, it is very magical. And, of course...
I half expected to see a unicorn, like, peek around a corner.
Yeah, exactly. And then I did get pooped on by a bird, because they do have birds in there. Like, straight away, first thing. I was like, well, at least they didn't get the camera. But
yeah, and there's 1,000 butterflies.
1,000 butterflies.
Around the world.
And they're always regenerating them, because, of course... butterflies don't live that long, which is right. kind of sad. But we got a chance to see and learn all about it from the curator. I can't remember his name.
Dr. Doug Terran.
Thank you. He was really informative and interesting, and got and you know, we got to go through the lab and see how they and they also have some conservation efforts going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they get these butterflies in their cocoon from butterfly farms.
Yeah.
The butterflies do not fly there directly. They come in their cocoon.
I was going to snarf my tea. I happened to be taking a sip of tea when you said they don't.
In case you're wondering how they get all those butterflies.
They don't fly them in. Herd them. Herding butterflies. Now, it was a great experience all the way around, and I just want to thank Lynn for putting together a really, really fascinating trip in general, because I got to see so many different things in and around Chicago.
Yeah, things you don't really necessarily think about.
In just a few short days, and we ate some delicious food, met some cool people, and I can't recommend Chicago enough now. I mean, and I wouldn't have necessarily, but I was neutral. You know, I wasn't. Not Chicago, but now I'm like, yeah, go Chicago.
Just not when it's 20 below.
Well, go Chicago in the spring.
Yeah. Yay. Spring, fall. Summer is nice, too, if it's not too hot.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up this travel segment, but, you know, I'm sure Lynn will put more in the post, as she always does.
Right on.
Whether you're off to a tropical getaway or traveling for business, make sure to check the Traveling Green Divas on thegreendivas.com for more tips and ideas for healthy, safe, and eco-friendly adventures.
He was perhaps the most celebrated astronomer of our time. His curiosity of the cosmos not only made him a champion of space exploration, but also a great defender of planet Earth. More after this.
Everyone wants to be a part of the green movement, and that's a great thing. Going green takes on a whole new meaning when you add tall grass beef to your family's dinner table. It's tender and juicy, and since the cattle graze on the natural grasslands of Kansas, it's also loaded with essential fatty acids and omega-3s that regular grain-fed beef lacks. It's good for you and your family, and good for the earth. For more information and to order tall grass beef online, go to www.tallgrassbeef.com.
To millions, Carl Sagan's name is synonymous with the Emmy Award-winning Cosmos. Sagan had played a leading role in the space program since its inception. He concluded, after many years, that the most interesting and diverse forms of life would not be found in some distant star system, but rather right here on Earth. The final edition of Cosmos was titled Who Speaks for Earth? And pointed out that each and every one of us is charged with being a steward of this incredible planet in any way that we can. Reaching for the stars, Carl Sagan left a legacy that resonates stronger than ever. Earth Matters. I'm Bill Curtis.
The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
And you know, of course, in Chicago, like anywhere, Green Divas love to eat healthy. And we really had an amazing opportunity to eat healthy, didn't we, Lynn?
Oh, we had some delicious food.
Well, thanks to Karen Calabrese, Karen's Raw and Karen's Cook, both restaurants in Chicago, really amazing. And it's so nice for me as a green diva, gluten-free, vegetarian, and I like a lot of raw and vegan food in my diet. So it was like a smorgasbord.
It was delicious.
Yeah. We were treated like very, very well in both those places. In fact, we hung out in the Raw place, right?
Yeah, and that's where we actually met Karen. And she looks amazing. She's 68, and
Did you see that photo of her
yeah.
in the bikini? I mean, she just looks amazing.
Yeah, and she's the real deal. You know, I mean, she is so effervescent, right? She's so got
yeah.
this vitality about her that is really infectious.
Yeah, and people can learn more about her because you did a video interview with her, so that'll be coming out at some point soon.
And in this show, we're talking to her about health and beauty because, you know, of course, beauty comes from within, but she really, that's part of what she claims is why she is in the condition she's in is that she takes good care of herself, not just with food, but in many ways.
Well, and one thing she says on her website is that the most magnificent gift any of us will ever be given is our own body.
Yeah.
So we need to kind of treat it that way. I think that's really a good way to think about it. It's you're feeding, you're fueling your body. That's what you're putting into your body is
right.
going to impact your day, really.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to chatting with her, but in the and meeting her, who knew? This place in the Raw one, Karen's Raw, had a beautiful studio in it and a kitchen, and then behind that, there was a spa.
Yeah, I had no idea that was there.
We were like, what? Like, it was just endless and wonderful, and we got
yeah, and the restaurant had it had a health food store right in, built in,
yeah.
and a juicing bar. I had, which I loved, it was called the Brazilian hummus topped. It was put on flatbread. It was a gluten-free flatbread, and that was just absolutely delicious.
It was? I would have gotten that. I guess I missed that somehow. Duh.
Yeah. We got to taste her ice cream.
Oh, that was...
talking about opening up some ice cream shops.
Yeah.
But it's not ice cream, dairy ice cream. It's what, from almond milk, I think?
Right, but it's all like that soft. It's just mm-hmm. like the soft stuff you get at, you know, whatever Dairy Queen. It's kind of got that texture, and it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, I'm like, please, Booton, New Jersey, please.
And Karen's Cook, that was kind of a hop in place when we went there that evening.
Oh.
We went there on Earth Day night.
We
right?
did, and they took good care of us, and I ended up having a gluten-free pasta dish that was unbelievably good.
Yeah, I had the Buddha bowl.
Oh, you had the
brown
Buddha.
Rice with vegetables and very flavorful.
Yeah, see, mine, I remember it was like, you know, oil and garlic and vegetables, and the combination was just perfect, but they used a vegan cheese,
mm-hmm.
like a vegan Parmesan cheese grated in, and it was really outstanding. I suddenly got hungry talking
well,
about
and
it.
I just love that I love coconut water, and they, I don't want to say they squeeze it. You don't squeeze coconut.
Nobody,
they extract it.
Nobody squeezes fresh. My coconuts.
No one squeezes the coconuts. Oh, my God. So that was a nice treat.
And, you know, we have to give an honorable mention to the restaurant that was attached to the Hotel Felix where we stayed called mm-hmm. Troquet.
Oh, that was amazing. I felt like I was in a French movie.
Seriously? I mean, the whole thing.
The music.
We had Edith Pilaf in the background or Frank Sinatra, one yeah. or the other. You know, I mean, they were kind of rotating through kind of cool.
Are you going to sing My Kind of Town, Chicago Is?
My Kind of Town. No, I'm not going to do that.
I had
you.
An omelet that had...
Oh, it was like in the best French tradition, it was just a pound of butter on our breakfast.
Yeah. It was at least a pound.
What's not to love, you know?
It was a treat, and we had a lot of good coffee, too.
Yeah, we were like, oh, can we just stay here? And we were sitting in the corner of the building where it's all windows, and we were just sitting there. Like, I felt like I was, you know, right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of action on the streets. It's really
so,
good.
And, you know, it wasn't exactly like vegan health food, but it
well,
was.
Well, no, it wasn't that at all.
Extremely well prepared. The service
was just delicious.
Wonderful. It was delicious. And, you know, all things in moderation will be fine.
Exactly.
And the waiter man was so sweet, right?
The waiter man.
The waiter man. But.
That should be a song.
And then there's Lynn's Vitamix. You know, we got to give
oh,
a little.
Yeah,
pay homage to your
did we ever we did smoothie making at my house
yeah
and Did we ever, when we went to the juice place,
yes,
Pure Organic Juicery,
yes,
in my town, in, which we actually do have an organic juicery here.
Oh my gosh, we forgot. That was like the first thing from the airport.
That was the first thing we did.
We went from the airport straight to the juicery, and it was really, really refreshing, as I recall. I got some kind of cucumber jalapeno refreshing, like, wow.
I had the heartbeat, and I kind of been watching them, so I know the ingredients they put in there, so I'm almost able to replicate that at home.
Yeah, right?
So it's right. So much easier to pick it up there.
I know, right?
But they're going to be bottling cold press juices there soon, so I'm excited about that.
All right, well, we got to wrap this one up, so people stay tuned. More from Chicago.
Bye-bye.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. The Green Divas get to talk to so many inspiring people who each in their own way is helping us find a deeper shade of green. Here's just one of them. Enjoy.
Well, I'm just so happy today to be talking to my friend John St. Augustine. He is, gosh, he's got a long list of accomplishments, particularly in radio. I've got, like, radio envy for this guy. he was the senior producer of Dr. Oz, for Dr. Oz's radio show. He was, I don't even know what your title was for Oprah Radio, but it was big. And what was it?
That's a big title. I don't
remember. Yeah. He's a humble guy. But, you know, right now he's the producer of one of our favorite vignettes that we air through the Green Divas. You'll hear it on this show. You've already heard it probably. And on GDGD Radio, which is Earth Matters with Bill Curtis. He's the producer and the idea behind Earth Matters with Bill Curtis. And among other things, he's got a new show coming up, and he's got a really fun blog called Notes from the North. And he did an awesome Earth Day rant that we really loved, and that's kind of what inspired us to talk to him today on our Chicago feature-based show. Hi, John.
Hey, it's so good to be with you. You know, meeting you and Lynn in person in Chicago was one of the highlights of our little rendezvous, everything around Earth Matters and Bill's work with his ranch in Kansas. So good to be with you.
I was going to mention that in the opening, that, you know, we were invited, and that was like sort of the anchor event for Earth Day for us, even though we had many. And the reason I flew to Chicago was to come out and meet John and Bill Curtis, and we had a ball with you guys.
It was a good night.
Oh, my God. The pictures don't even begin to scratch the surface of how funny we were. And we do have a video, which I'm going to encourage people to go.
Highly edited, correct?
Oh, yeah.
The outtakes not permissible, I don't think.
I know, but it is, there's such, no, but you know, the heart of it, the content, the conversation between you and Bill about what does matter for both of you and how you got into this and your relationship of many years.
Yeah.
It was really good to be there and see that, and I people are going to want to watch that conversation because it's very, very meaningful. So and interesting.
Yeah, it was meaningful to me because I had a realization sitting there that he and I have never done that together since we've known each other going on 24 years.
Oh, my God, I got a scoop.
You got a scoop and an exclusive. We've never sat down together and done an interview. We've worked together on many things, publicly speaking and stuff.
Yeah.
But no one's ever sat us side by side, kind of the Siskel and Ebert of environmental sustainability.
Oh, but you guys were like so, like you got to, that's a thing now. You got to get some PR people to get you out there because that's it's a thing.
Well, you've worked
together.
You know, it's
very
one of those, it's almost like where they complete each other's sentences kind of deal. We have a very similar mindset. You know, I hold him, of course, in the highest regard and esteem. The work he's done journalistically has been expert and perfect and on point and award-winning and, you know, astounding to me. And that's just the professional side. Personally, you know, we feel like we're fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago, we met actually in 1989. I was doing an event in Chicago with John Denver, and Bill attended the event. We've been friends ever since. And it's so there's a lot of things going on in the world that aren't working. That's obvious.
Yeah.
But there are people like Bill, like you, doing the work in the world that is working. It's the offsetting of that. And that's always been, I think, the thing that has been most profound for me in our friendship is watching him take the steps that he takes and take the stances that he takes on things. It's very heartening to me. And we just work really well together. We're thrilled. The whole Earth Matters concept has come together better than I could ever expect it.
Well, it is a good idea. And you know, I had thought of something similar but different. You know, my green lights are a little one. Because, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's mental capacity, everything is moving so fast. There's so much yeah. information bombarding us. To have a really well put together, you know what I mean, well produced, yeah. which is Earth Matters, vignettes of important information. You only have to sit for a minute and a freaking half, 90 seconds get a powerful message that'll stop you and make you think, like, gee, huh. And then maybe you go back to your computer when you're – or whatever, and you start, like, looking up, like, well, what is that about the Arctic animals, you know, being
sure.
blah, blah, blah. And it's great stuff. So, we got to tell people, they got to go. What is your YouTube page, or how do people find?
If you find me, you just go to John St. Augustine on YouTube, and I got a channel there, which, you know, for guys like me who grew up with the Amazon still being a river,
yeah.
having my own channel is the most ridiculous thing in the world, but it is starting to, has just been put together. I'm a little bit behind the curve. Most of what I do is writing.
Yeah.
I'm not so much worrying about channels here and there, but anyway.
I know.
There's a YouTube channel up with my name on it, and when I write the Earth Matters, when I started creating these back in 2009, and then they sat for 3 years, and they were in the audio vault, and I dusted them off, and I was, you know, I'm smart enough to know in the media that you have to have a voice that people will listen to. Now, I've done radio 18 years, and I've had my own show. I've yeah. done very well. All that's great. But I'm not Bill Curtis. And with everything he's done in the media, I knew two things. One is he's got the voice. He's got the voice of God. and secondly, this isn't a sell for him. This isn't like trying to go find somebody just to do voiceover because I need them.
Mm-hmm.
He believes all the things that I believe in.
Yeah.
We're very, very compatible that way. So when I write these, when I research and script and write these, I write them for his voice.
Yes.
But with the intent behind it, because I know we're on the same wavelength. So when I get a chance to kind of riff off and do my own thing, which is what the YouTube channel is about, I kind of cover the spectrum of human experience and all that goes along with it. And to me, climate change is not a matter of science. It's a matter of human behavior. So
yeah.
the one you're talking about that I did specifically for Earth Day was, you know, to kind of in a George Carlin-ish way point out that the planet, as far as we can figure it out, is about 4.65 billion years old. More species have come and gone than we could ever count.
Right.
And we think we are somehow above that eradication because we're human and we're not.
Right.
We're not above.
Right.
So that was really what you're talking about, that whole rant. And to me, at the core of this, Meg, is denial. You know,
yeah.
you can't get people to admit rolling through a stop sign, much less saying that we have an impact on the planet. And to me, that's the height of arrogance.
Yeah.
It's even beyond arrogant to think that we're, you know, that we could not harm the biosphere that sustains our life. It's just amazing to me.
Well, yeah, and speaking of George Carlin, that riff, I remember him doing a riff and thinking, like, how arrogant are humans? How arrogant
yeah.
are we that we think that, you know, Mother Earth isn't going to continue if we go extinct? You know, she'll figure out.
Right.
She'll sort it out. Yeah. But, you know, and then he did this whole thing about California and how earthquakes are just Mother Nature's or Mama Earth's way of, you know, get those condos
yeah.
off me.
Yeah, it's like the, you know, the old cartoon with the big shaggy dog shaking the fleas off.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this. I mean, this is like fifth grade science to me. And I find it, because we have so much technology-wise, we've made the mistake of thinking we know everything because we have everything.
Yeah.
But they're not the same thing. So,
yeah.
as Buckminster Fuller said many years ago, he said, you know, we're making all the right technology. We're just making it for all the wrong reasons. So
right.
it's great to have a nice, cool, slim watch because, you know, you got to know what time it is in 19 different time zones.
Yeah.
But we haven't, we'll say this technology is true and we will accept it. But then when science says this is true, you have a small group, and there's always a small group, and it's okay to have a small group of people who say we disagree. That's fine. So the point I make in this video is that if you're standing on a street corner in Chicago, for example, at State and Lake, and there's 100 people standing in line, and you decide to if I decide to cross against the light before the light changes for me to walk, and there's a bus coming, and I don't see it, and 97 people say, John, there's a bus coming, you're going to get hit. Hmm. But three say, I don't worry about it. Which do I listen to, the 97 or the three? So that's the mentality I think sometimes we have to metaphorically say to people, listen, this is fifth grade science. You live in a biosphere. You didn't build it, but you can break it. And no species has come along and had more of an impact on this planet that directly affects their lives and their existence in humans. And then we listen to 3%. It's no different than saying there's nothing wrong with smoking. So.
So you guys...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you guys just did 200... You finished your 200th episode, right?
This is correct. We did 200 episodes. Snuck up on me over a two-year period. And, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, they're broadcast on GDG Radio, and you're doing your digital platform. We're very, very glad how that all just kind of fell together and came on. And they're also in Chicago and WCPT, and they're online. And so there's a pretty good footprint going for this, and people get to hear it. And there's no production schedule, which is kind of cool. Because repetition's important. Most of these that I write will either air once or twice. But people need to hear, see things and hear things over and over again to get them. Do you know that the average American, Meg, knows the words to 3,500 songs that they never intended to learn because of repetition? Okay, so to me, I don't, you know, they just sold the words of Bye Bye Miss American Pie for $1.5 million. He wrote on a paper bag down the clean. But everybody sings it like we wrote it. But we didn't. So the idea of radio is all about repetition. That's why commercials are the way they are, music, et cetera. So to me, when I write these are things, I hate to use the pun, evergreen, but they are. What we're dealing with is not something you can hear once and go, that's the end of it. These are things that need to be heard over and over and over again so it gets past the kind of the brain barrier. About the eighth time somebody goes, what was that? There's only one male white rhino left in the world. What was that? What was that? So when I do these and create these, there's no production schedule. I'll sit down and, as I was saying to you before we started the interview, you know, there's no want for information, unfortunately. The stuff humans do to the planet and each other is mind-boggling to me. And we seem to be pretty good and bent on our own destruction. That being said, and I mentioned that night in Chicago, I finished writing these. I'm really depressed. One rhino left, one this, one that. On the other hand, I'll write about this kid, Boyan Slack, who's 19 years old, and figured out a way to clean the ocean.
How about that guy?
So this chaos does, in fact, create opportunity. You know, I always say when you squeeze humans, you never know what's going to come out. And we're getting squeezed on this stuff, and some of the stuff that's coming out is not good. Some of it, though, makes a 19-year-old turn off the television and say, I'm going to clean the ocean.
So how about the innovation that is, you know, also out there? And, you know, we did a post and a podcast with Raleigh Montpelier, who a boomer warrior, who did a whole thing about depression among climate change activists and people who were paying attention, like you and I were immersed in it. To do what we do, and sometimes it can feel a little bit like hopeless. But then, like you said, there is, and we work really hard here to focus on solutions and positive news. Which, you know, thank God, you know, there is news, there is good news.
Sure, there is. I mean, the world is not what it was when the first quote Earth Day happened in 1970. You know, the Cuyahoga River was on fire. People are like, hey, there's a river burning. It's not supposed to. You know, so it takes us as humans, you know, the human ego, I mean, this is a whole other Jung conversation, but the human ego is this separate thing that says everything happens to everybody else except me. Then when it happens to me, I go, there's a problem. So until, so until something visits your hip pocket as a problem, it's not a problem until it actually affects you. So. What's happening with the rising ocean in parts of India, or a filthy river, or 42% of the rivers in this country can't support life, that is not my problem. So I don't have a solution for it. Now, if it was my own sink, I turn on the and the water doesn't run, there's a problem. What's going on here? Why doesn't somebody fix it? So Earth Matters in my work for, you know, two decades plus and the work build out of what you all do, it, to me, it's like a wake-up call constantly because we're battling the diversions of life, which is just being alive and paying the bills and doing the rest of stuff.
Right.
And we always try to remind people, and I got this from my old pal John Denver, was you don't have to do everything.
Yeah.
Find one thing.
Yeah, and do it well.
Find one thing.
Yeah.
Do the one thing you can do, and then somebody else do their thing, and boy, on sod will figure out how to clean up the oceans, and just don't put, you know, fertilizer on your ground this year that's toxic. And that one thing, all these things, just like nature, in my opinion, is connected. You know, the fact that there's only one white male rhino left in the world tells what we're capable of as a human species.
Yeah.
It's all connected. It's a mindset. So if somebody says, I'm going to make a change, then somebody else is given permission to do the same. And that, to me, is how it's going to happen, not some sort of mandate from, you know, Congress.
Well,
that's never going to happen.
And you can't terrify people out of stuff. You can't just terrorize them with, you know, this is going to happen, because they're like, I've heard it all. So, a lot of what we do is about making it kind of interesting, a little bit fun when appropriate, and we have a sense of humor, certainly about ourselves, which helps make the information a little bit more accessible, we hope. And you know, and our whole thing is we want to help amplify the voices like you and of course, Bill Curtis with the important information that we need to get out there.
Well, it is like that, you know, and my mandate with Earth Matters and everything, whether I write, you know, notes from the north, which is not a pure environmental thing by any stretch of the imagination, because I said everything to me comes down to human behavior.
Yeah.
It's about inform, entertain, and inspire. And I think those three things together, juxtaposition, however they show up, gives people a chance to do things they never thought they could do. The best example I could cite for you, after doing 200 of these plus Earth Matters over the last couple of years, was the one I wrote about. They found these polyethylene beads in Lake Michigan, Lake Erie, in ever-increasing numbers. And nobody could figure out what these beads were doing in two of the five Great Lakes. And come to find out that facial scrubs that you must have, of course, once they disintegrate through and go through the system, the little scrubbing beads are made of polyethylene, which are basically little plastic beads. And they were getting through the system because the filters are too big, and washing out into the Great Lakes, and fish were eating them.
Yes.
All because somebody wanted to have less acne. So,
well, yeah, they wanted to slough off a little extra skin.
They
probably don't even realize that they're using plastic beads.
Meg, that's exactly right. They have no clue. So here's the educational part. So I wrote one, we voiced it, there it was, it ran. But 3 months later, Bill goes to do a speaking engagement in a major corporation, and the assistant to the principal to the president walks up and says, you know, I heard that Earth Matters about the beads, and I stopped using the scrubbing stuff. And, you know, our suggestion was, hey, how about like a loofah and some soap?
Hello.
Yeah, simple, but it's all about marketing. That one person, to me, represents maybe 100 or 500 that heard that and maybe made the same decision.
Yeah.
What was more interesting is at the end of last year, Illinois banned those beads.
Yeah.
So you don't know by doing one little thing. I could have skipped that story. Who knows? But the point is, because the problem looks so overwhelming, especially environmentally, one person, it matters that six tubes less are in the water.
Yep.
Because she made a change.
Yeah.
So I think that's the kind of power we're talking about.
Yep.
That these things can look so overwhelming, I should do nothing, and apathy sets in, or they're so overwhelming, but there's one thing I can do, and I'm good with that, and that's how it changes.
Yes. Yes. Yay! Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell folks to go watch your fun rant at John St. Augustine, but you know what? We're going
to
do a post, and we'll include that probably, or at least a link to it. We're definitely going to include the interview with you and Bill Curtis and all kinds of other fun
can't wait
things.
To see that.
Yeah, it's really going to be fun, and everybody will enjoy it as much as we enjoyed being there. So until next time, my friend.
Yes, ma'am.
Hope you enjoyed that as much as they did. Please visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. For more fun podcasts and information on the Green Divas and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to look for this and other Green Diva Network podcasts on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, iTunes, Swell Radio, and Spreaker. Get social with the Green Divas on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Subscribe to the Green Divas YouTube channel to watch them in action. And for all the latest good green news, visit thegreendivas.com. That's THE greendivas.com.